All right, Joe Sage is with us. He is with the DNR. Very busy time, so thanks for taking a moment, Joe, to kind of update us on the season. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah. Thanks for checking in with us.
So, what are we expecting here coming into the season? What's the health of the herd look like from last winter and throughout the summer? What do we see around Delta Menominee counties here?
Sure. We're thinking it's going to be a pretty good season. We did have a rough winter last winter for our deer herd, so they came out of the winter not looking so great. But we've had a really excellent year for natural food sources, especially here in this late season. Anywhere there's been acorns, it's been phenomenal. A lot of fruit trees, a lot of berries, all that kind of stuff was really good this year. So some of the deer that we've seen come in through archery season have been really good weights and a lot of body fat on them. So from a health perspective, we're expecting some nice heavy deer this year. It's looking like we're expecting probably about the same harvest as last year, just based on the information we have so far. So we're expecting it to be a pretty good season.
Are we looking, Joe, at the typical areas, the agricultural areas in the Menominee County and over toward Dickinson County and then, the central Delta County? Is that kind of what we're looking at?
Yeah, those are usually the hot spots, and we're expecting it to be the same this year. Some of our areas that, have naturally lower deer numbers, from what we're hearing from hunters, is that it might be lower than usual, which might be an extension of last year's rough winter. But everywhere else, numbers are looking really good.
What about the weather being in the 50s? I know the wind isn't all that great. It's not much of a help either, but early on, does that have the deer moving around more with the weather the way it is, or no?
Yeah, usually that warmer weather makes for not as good a luck on those first couple days. So at least for the first couple days, things might be a little slow, but we got a cool down coming later in the week, and activity should pick up then, and hopefully people will start seeing stuff once this little warm spell is passed.
Okay, and then anything else you want to let people know about, regulation changes? I know we always talk safety as well.
Yeah. Yeah, just the usual, hunt safe out there, and just a plug for our registration. It's mandatory, as everybody knows, and the data that's coming in from registration has been really phenomenal, and we're getting a higher quality of data than we ever have, and that's really the reason why we did mandatory registration, is so that we can get better data to manage our herd. If anybody has any trouble with mandatory registration, feel free to call us at the DNR offices. We have staff available to assist people with getting their registrations done. And, let's hope for a real good season and everybody stay safe out there.